The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother, and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple there whom he loved, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his home. The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. There's an ancient tradition by which Saturday is always set aside as a day particularly dedicated to the honor of the Mother of God. An ancient tradition. No one's quite sure how ancient. The written records date back as far as the first century. And of course, date back even further than that. The tradition itself must fade into antiquity and date even to the days of the apostles. The idea being that Holy Saturday, the day after Good Friday, must have been the hardest suffering of the church in all of history. It's hard for us to imagine the sadness of that first Holy Saturday when hope itself had died, when the Son of God was sealed in a stone-cold tomb. It was a day of particular sadness for the church, especially a day of sadness for the Blessed Virgin Mary. But that sadness would be turned into joy, wouldn't it, with the glory of Easter Sunday. And the one who would know that joy most of all would be the Blessed Virgin Mary. And that's why the day after we celebrate the Feast of the Triumph of the Cross, which was yesterday's feast day, we celebrate today's feast, the Feast of Our Lady of Sorrows, with a really important message for all of us, that no suffering is ever without hope. No suffering is ever without purpose, and in no suffering do you ever suffer alone. Not in God's plan, at least. Not in God's plan. I remember I did a funeral once. A woman whose son had died. Night before the funeral, at the funeral home, the woman stood up before the assembled crowd to speak, and her husband stood up right alongside her, and the very first thing she said to everyone was, "Don't worry, he's not gonna talk. He's just there because I know I can't do this alone." And all he did was stand there. Stood there the whole time. Never said a word. He never did anything. Except he did everything. Because he was there. And sometimes that's all we need to know. The Gospel of John is the only gospel that tells us that Mary was the one who stood at the foot of the cross of Christ. No other gospel tells us that. She couldn't do anything at that hour. All she could do was stand there and watch her son die. All she could do was be there. And yet, just by being there, she did everything. Now, the cross is not just an isolated event in history. It's perpetuated down through history. And it's something that all of us experience. And in every cross is the presence of the Blessed Mother. All of us live through Holy Saturday in our lives. We all experience it in one fashion or another. Times in which suffering seems to have no hope. Times in which our hardship appears to have no end. Times in which we struggle to understand how any of it makes sense at all. Everyone has Holy Saturday at some hour in their lives, and our Lord's dying wish to you is that you would not suffer that alone, but at the foot of your cross would be the one he gave to you as your mother. Each one of us is meant to know this peace, because the Blessed Mother knew. She knew that Holy Saturday could not be the end of the story. She didn't know what was going to come next, but she knew it was not the end of the story. And she pressed on in hope through the sadness that made no sense, to the joy and the glory of the resurrection, and she wants to help us as well, to help us to know that no suffering is ever without hope, ever without purpose, or that we ever have to suffer it alone. To help make this happen, please have some tangible presence in your life of the Blessed Mother every single day. It could be the rosary, it could be the scapular, it could be the miraculous medal, it could be all of the above. It should be a morning offering. It should be an annual consecration. But the Blessed Mother who wants to be part of your life, she's a lady. She isn't going to force herself in. She's going to ask for your permission. And on this feast day, for our good and for part of God's plan, that's exactly what we want to try to cooperate with. She wishes to bring us all to spiritual maturity. You could say that spiritual maturity is defined as knowing that Holy Saturday is not the end of the story. Let's you and I cooperate with God's plan this day and every day, and ask for her prayers to help us in our hardships as we say, Our Lady of Sorrows, pray for us.